The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
A bill was brought before the Oireachtas, a piece of legislation that would, I guess if it went through, forever be known as the Debenhams Law. But it was to protect the rights of workers when a company closed down. Valerie Conlon was one of the people who spoke to us regularly from the Debenhams picket line. And Valerie, you and your colleagues are headed for the Dáil to make sure that law goes through. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we are tomorrow. Yeah. So there'll be a group of Debenhams ex-workers outside the Dáil to protest, just to remind them that the year is now over on the 12th, which is tomorrow, and they have to pass the Debenhams Bill.
Yeah. Now, remind people of why we've been waiting so long for it, because Mick Barry brought it forward, did he not?
Yes, Mick Barry brought it forward and it got through to the second stage, and then the government said that they'd put it on hold for a year. So we have to wait. We had to wait the whole year. I reckon they probably were hoping that we would forget about it. But we have been on to Mick Barry quite early on, beginning of March, April, reminding him. He didn't need to be reminded. Mm. And yes, so we're ready now to make sure that it comes in. It needs to be brought in.
As I said previously there in the introduction, like there were two sides to this. Debenhams' argument was they were acting within company law, and you guys never once challenged that they were acting within company law, but you felt company law needed to be changed to protect workers. That's what this bill does in two ways.
Exactly. So it's going to bring the employees up further on the creditors bill, which should have been the way it should be all from first day. They promised something during Cleary's. They promised during any other the strikes that happened.
Vita Cortex.
And Vita Cortex, they promised it that, and they never done anything. So that's why we're not forgetting this. That's why we want to make sure that it's brought in.
Because
they're hoping that, like all the rest of them, that we'll go silent and nothing will happen. Mm. But I think after 406 days of strike, they should have known that we wouldn't be going silently.
When something goes bust, as they say, the employee, and a lot of people don't realise this, the employee is at the very bottom of the list, the very, very bottom of the list. Yeah. This bill would propose to lift them far closer to the top. It would also, if I'm right, it would also enshrine in law that any previous redundancy deal that had been done before the announcement would hold in law,
yes.
Correct?
So any collective agreement beforehand, that's what, like, so they cannot say anymore that you're just going to get your 2 weeks statutory redundancy. It is whatever collective agreement beforehand. So if people like us would have had the 2+2, then they would be entitled to the 2+2 if they're brought up further in the creditors' bit.
Because yes. People said at the time, look, Debenhams are doing what they're doing and they're protected by company law, to which the contractor was, well, let's change company law to make sure that they don't enjoy that protection going forward.
Exactly.
How is everybody?
It's outdated at this stage.
Did you get the few bob that she wriggled out of them in the end?
Well, it's still going through. There's a lot of people after going for courses. It's probably it's taking a long time for, once people have paid out their money, it's taking a long time for people to get their money. But it is starting to tickle through slowly. Unfortunately, there hasn't been a great uptake on it, because I think people feel that they need to go to work at this stage rather than upskilling. And it's sad, really, because they can take advantage of this at this stage, even do night courses and whatever. But I think people are just tired from it.
Yeah.
And the fact that it went on so long, because it really didn't start until last November. And waiting from April of last year to November was a long time, and people needed to know where they were going and what they were doing.
Mm. Have many of your former colleagues gone back to work, do you know? Did they find other jobs?
Yeah. There's a few. A few have gone back to retail. I myself haven't. I'm doing clerical work, mm-hmm. but I swore I wouldn't do retail again, even though I love it.
Yeah.
And I will always love retail. But yeah, there's still a lot gone back to retail, and others have gone out to doing other things. Some have gone doing childcare, and there is a few doing courses then as well.
Yeah, some of the younger ones had a whole life ahead of them, even though they were very happy in Debenhams.
That's it. And you know, it probably gave some of the younger people a little bit of a push, exactly, you know, to do something else.
Yeah, see, where the building is now going on the market this summer, that'll be kind of the end of a chapter, won't it?
Yeah, it is. And it looks so sad when you go up the beginning of Patrick Street there. You know, it really does.
I walked up there this morning, actually, not long after 7 o'clock, and I thought it looked awful sad, knowing that I'd be talking to you later on this morning.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Whatever goes in there, it'd be very strange to go in there again, wouldn't it, Val? Let's say, for argument's sake, something like Penny's opened in there. You know, it would be very, very strange to go in, wouldn't it?
It will be very strange. And we actually, there was a few of us actually got an opportunity a couple of weeks ago to go into the building because there is a documentary being made.
And we got
into the building, a few of us. And I'm telling you, walking around, it was emotional. Just couldn't believe it. The place was empty, the state of the building. So, yeah, it was very emotional on the few of us that did actually get into it.
Tell me about the documentary, because in my own very, very distant childhood, I worked in that building when it was Roach's Doors. So tell me about tell me about the documentary.
So Fergus Dowd, the person that done the book.
Yes.
He has got in contact with a producer and they are doing, they're looking into the whole Debenhams and how it went into liquidation and how it started in Ireland. And then, so for the beginning of it, there was a few of the stores got in, like Henry Street got into their store. I think they got into Limerick last weekend. We done it a few weeks ago. And and just asking us about our story, about it, how long we were working, about the strike. So they're really going into it. They're going into the payments and where the money went to. And so it should be interesting when it comes out.
And had they permission? Did they have to get permission from the company to go in? How did that go?
Yes. Well, you see, some of us would be. My husband would be friendly with the property manager of Roach's Stores anyway. That's how we were able to get in. He was able to contact them, and there was no problem. They had no problem letting us in.
So it's about the strike and the Debenhams and the liquidation and all of that.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The whole story of it.
Val, we've talked so many times. I probably asked you this before. Do you come from the Roaches days?
Yes, I was working for 24 years. I was like, I probably would, even though it was 24 years seems a long time, there was other people working there for 42 and 43 years. So I was really only a pup in there.
This document, I look forward, will it be for television or will it be for private screening or what?
Well, I know they're going to try get it into the Dublin Film Festival and the Cork Film Festival, and they'll work from there then.
Excellent, no, because I'm just thinking here, like, wouldn't that's a great documentary, and I look forward to seeing it myself when it comes out. But wouldn't it be brilliant to do one about the building and Roaches and all of the stories that could? I mean, if those floors could talk,
I know.
My God, if those floors could talk,
the stories, I don't know if I want them to.
About the jagging. And the weddings, and the crack, and going upstairs of a Friday when you were doing the 9 o'clock shift and sneaking upstairs to see if there was any ham left for a sandwich at 7:30 because you were starving and you couldn't get a break. and Rocky and the gang and Dickie and the gang out in the parcel depot. Imagine the stories you could tell.
No, that would be a good one, wouldn't it?
Val, listen, good luck tomorrow. Keep in touch and we'll see where it goes. All right, thanks very much. That's Valerie Conlon of the Debenhams Workers.
Cork's 96 FM.